USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some postal union leaders are expressing skepticism at Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's statement yesterday, in which he said that all changes he's been making to the Postal Service, like moving mail processing equipment and blue collection boxes, are being suspended until after November's election. More than a dozen postal union leaders have told CNN that sorting machines have already been removed or taken out of service. At night two of the Democratic National Convention, former Secretary of State John Kerry said President Trump has bankrupted everything he inherited from the Obama-Biden administration.
Our interests, our ideals, and our brave men and women in uniform can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will address the convention tonight, and Biden himself will accept the nomination tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
At least 30 wildfires continue to rage in California, and at the same time, the state is suffering under a heat wave. And investigators say a California high school soccer star who died at practice last weekend may have been killed by the heat. The 17-year-old all-city player died after working out with his club team at a park in Chino Hills when it was 111. The official cause of death will be announced after an autopsy. In Virginia, lawmakers are holding a special session this week to handle dozens of criminal justice reform proposals. The one proposal in particular that's sparking a battle is a push to change a law that currently allows police to charge people with felony assault on an officer, even if the officer or officers involved are not seriously hurt. The bill by Senate Democrats would downgrade the charge from a felony to a misdemeanor. They're also considering bills to ban the use of police chokeholds and no-knock warrants. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California firefighters trying to keep up with an outbreak of wildfires during a dangerous heat wave. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the state again today, where crews have been battling nearly 30 fires in the triple-digit temperatures for days. Weather forecasters say it could be Friday or Saturday before the excessive heat warnings are finally able to be lifted all across the West. The very first male murder hornet in the nation, now trapped in the state of Washington, where agriculture experts confirmed the news yesterday, saying it was a surprise to find one so early in the season. These giant hornets first appeared in that state near the Canadian border late last year. They're native to Japan and other Asian countries, where they kill about 50 people a year. They also feed on bees, which farmers rely on to pollinate their crops. And scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena say an asteroid the size of a sport utility vehicle made a record close pass by Earth. It was detected about 1,800 miles from the Earth's atmosphere over the weekend, making it the closest known pass from an object of that size in recorded history. One official says it was so close they could see the Earth's gravity turning the asteroid on its side. They say the rock was flying at the extreme speed of 8 miles per second, but would have broken up into pieces if it entered the atmosphere. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.